Welcome back, everybody, to Dress Down. I have another exciting guest for us today, all the way from Canada again. Lots of Canadians lately. We have an incredible cosplayer and content creator who is known for both femme and androgynous cosplays, fashion TikToks, and you might have recognized her as Mira in Danny Phantom's Soda Pop video. Welcome, Fear Fiction.
Hello. Well, thanks for having me.
Yay. Thank you so much for coming. You and I both just got back from Level Up.
Yeah. So you really just got back.
I did. I landed and I quick turned. Sailor Moon transformed in my house and came right here.
Very impressive.
Thank you. But you just got back last night. So yeah. You also have had a quick turnaround. So I'm
glad.
Yeah, I
woke up at 12 today.
That is still a feat after a convention. It's very exhausting. So I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks for making time to see me too.
Yeah, of course. You're amazing. I'm so excited to talk to you. I have been a fan of yours forever. I've been following your content forever.
What? That's
I love
crazy.
Your content. So I'm very excited to talk to you. How was Level Up?
It was so much fun. I met, like, because I don't really go to too many conventions. It was crazy because, like, when I go, I got to see, like, everybody I've ever seen online.
Yeah,
so I met
right?
so many people every day. Like, I saw you that one night, and then, like, every night was, like, a different group of people. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, crazy that there's everyone was just there. So it's like, I want to go to more U.S. conventions now just because now that I know everyone is here, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. it's, like, nice to meet up in person. And
yeah. Yeah. You get to, like, cons, I feel like, are just a crazy rush of yeah. like, hi, oh my god, how are you? Hi, oh my god, yeah. how are you? Ah, like over and over and over again.
Yeah, and like the cons here are compared to in Vancouver, where I'm from in Canada, like mm-hmm. the Vancouver cons are very chill. There's like not really much going on there. So mm-hmm. it's like a culture shock. Like it's very different. It's a lot more like go here, but in a good way.
yeah, exactly. It is, it's exhausting, but it's very fulfilling, mm-hmm. I find afterward. Do you do a lot of cons in the States?
No, this is actually only my second one ever.
Really?
Yeah, my first one was ANYC like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that one was so, also New York, I find is very like, everyone's very outgoing and it's like, I got to meet all these people, but then mm-hmm. I need to like sleep for like 2 months after that.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have to sleep for 2 months?
I probably will. I'll do 1 month this time. This one wasn't as crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've said online that you always get sick after you travel. Did you get sick when you went to Anime NYC?
I can't remember. That one was too long ago. But I'm hoping not to get sick this time.
This time? How are you feeling?
Right now, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been sick for like 3 months straight. Like basically, not like sick, but like different kinds of sicknesses. So yeah, no, hopefully no more this time.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing vitamin C. Oh, good. Well, I have some Canada questions for you. I just asked these to Vera when she was on, who's from Ontario.
Oh, no. Wait, Vera, well, who was it? Maybe
Vera,
I'll know.
Vera Bambi.
Oh, no, I don't know.
She just moved here from Canada, too. So
cool.
I got some Canada questions in the chamber for you.
Okay,
I want to know if your answers are the same as her answers. Do you pronounce the second T in Toronto?
I do, but I think...
You do.
I think I'm an outlier.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a Vancouver thing, but yeah, I say Toronto and
really?
People make fun of me for it.
Yeah. I get told to yeah. to stop. That's yeah. why I put it on here as my first question.
Actually, I heard... I can't remember who I was talking to a friend as well who's from Toronto, and they were like saying that's how you know you're not from there, is if you pronounce the T.
Is if you pronounce the T.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we can be outliers together. is the maple syrup actually better in Canada?
Depends on the one you buy, but like obviously like the ones that are more like not mass produced ones are the best, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of like natural maple trees. I have never tried one direct from tree, but I'm sure it's good. We have very good like maple snacks though, which I assume they use like the real maple syrup from.
Okay.
Yeah,
that is a great segue to my next question, is what's your favorite Canadian snack?
Oh, good question. Canadian snack. What do we even have?
Or do you have a favorite snack that you like recommend to your friends when they come?
Oh, I see. Okay. What do I recommend? I mean, Vancouver has such good food. Like, however, Vancouver is like, it's a bit of a different, like an outlier in Canada because it's so Asian. Like we have like, we have like in my school growing up, we were probably like 60% Asian in my school. So I'm like not even really a minority. But so our food is very like, we have a lot of good Asian food there, like of all Asian descents. Yeah.
So I have a question. Well, we'll finish this and then I'll segue to my next brainchild that I just came up with. Do you say toque or do you say beanie?
I say beanie.
You do?
Yeah.
So do I.
But I think they're two different things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lay it on me.
Is the kind that's like you're going hiking and they're kind of like knitted, like knitwear, like not knitwear, like sweater kind of material. Mm-hmm. And then a toque is like the thicker ones that is actually for the cold and it has like a pom pom at the top. You know.
That's also what I think of when I think of toque.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of Canadians be like, "No, they're called toques."
Oops. Okay, maybe I will get in trouble too.
A bad Canadian over here.
Yeah, I'm bad take.
Do you say Z or do you say Z?
I say both.
Both?
Which I think is, which one is the American way?
Z.
Z, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I used to say Z, but then I kept getting corrected as Z. So now I like switch between them. Mm. So I say both.
Yeah, my infamous story is that I guested at Edmonton Expo one time for Fan Expo.
Yeah, I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. I loved doing it. But I was trying to take a credit card payment and I was trying to connect to the Wi-Fi and somebody hotspotted me, a Canadian hotspotted me, and they were telling me their password and I kept typing it in and it wasn't working. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong. And I turned it around and I showed them and they started laughing at me because I had typed out Z-E-D when they said Z. Because I had never heard anybody say that before. It was
That's
my first
so funny.
Time.
What? That's so cute.
So he was like, no, it's just the letter. You silly Americans.
They're like Americans.
Dumb Americans. Okay, so speaking of Vancouver and like the culture of Vancouver, you mentioned you played Lads earlier, which is Love in Deep Space, for anyone who doesn't know, which is a beautiful game about
beautiful boys.
Beautiful boys. And you get to romance them, and they're all different. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a hot white-haired vampire named Silas. Yeah. Very famous.
Famously hot.
Which I see a lot on Stella's phone background.
Yeah. On everything Stella has is Silas on it somewhere.
Yes, exactly. So if you were to describe the Canadian provinces as men that you could romance in a game like Lads, how would you describe them?
The different ones? There's so many provinces. I mean, not as many states.
Well, I guess the overall idea of the main ones, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Ontario, Vancouver, Calgary?
Yeah, sure. Let's pick three.
Montreal?
Montreal, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Vancouver I'll start with because that's easy for me. This is so boring.
That's what I want. I just said that before we started.
That's your type. Okay,
that's
maybe I'll like
my
him.
Type.
Okay,
stable. I like to say stable.
I don't know if they'll be stable, but this is going to be somebody who hikes, wears a beanie, and they like to eat healthy food and low-key gaslight.
Low-key gas? Oh, no, wait, I don't want him anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then they smoke weed.
Okay.
Yeah, and go to concerts. Chill. That's Vancouver. That kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I don't do that, by the way. That's just what Vancouver people do.
Yeah.
I just stay home and do nothing.
and by do nothing, you mean churn out incredible high produced.
Yeah, cosplay all day, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Toronto. I think they're – I don't really – I've only visited Toronto like once. But I would say they're more – I feel like people are more like outgoing there because it's a lot busier. It's more of like a real city. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people say it's like the Canadian New York, but like obviously it's not the same as New York. But what's a New York stereotype, for example?
On the go, busy,
yeah,
kind of short, curt, but like respectful, getting to where they're going, no time to, I don't know,
talk
do pleasantries.
I feel like Toronto's
efficient.
Probably pretty similar, but like I would say maybe a bit more chill because it's like not as crazy. I feel like Canadians in general are a bit more chill. Mm. Like I saw this, what's it called? Like a TikTok or something, and it was like, the U.S., people in the U.S., they work hard, play hard, make a lot of money. And the Canadians, they work hard. That's it. They don't play hard or they don't make money at all.
That's
so
really funny. I was waiting for the rest and then it didn't come.
No.
No, that's
so I feel like that's great. Toronto.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A working man.
Yeah, working man.
Okay.
Yeah. But not as like as fun as a New York person. Because I'm assuming they also like will like go out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Canada.
Okay, okay, yeah.
And then what was the other one? Oh yeah, Calgary. Okay, Calgary is a bit more like the rural, what's the word? Like maybe more like farmers or like mm-hmm. stuff like that, you know, that type.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that's a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah, you were there.
That's a cowboy hat wearing man.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Montreal. Okay, I've never been to Montreal, but from what I've heard is that I don't know if this is true or not. I heard a stereotype that they will get mad at you if you speak English because they speak French in Montreal. So I feel like they're a bit more judgmental. I've never been.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
I like all the Montreal people I've met are very nice. But yeah, but I've never been in there, so I don't know
mm-hmm,
what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard like the city's very beautiful. So they're probably very artistic, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic and judgmental. Let's go with that.
Okay, okay. I see it.
Yeah.
I see the man.
Yeah.
It, like the lad's art.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I see him with a little paintbrush behind his ear.
Yeah, yeah, Raphael.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a brat.
Right.
Wait, that's actually accurate though. Maybe Montrealians are Raphael.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Zane then Vancouver?
I would say Vancouver is more like, who is that? Who would be like that? Yeah, maybe Zane or maybe Xavier. Not very exciting, but still cute.
Right. Which one's your like childhood friend?
Like out of the lads boys?
Caleb.
Oh, Caleb, yeah.
Caleb. Yeah. Okay. So
maybe we'll Caleb, say actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just not a big Caleb fan.
Oh,
but
no?
I feel like he is, yeah, like his personality, I feel like, is, mm-hmm. yeah, similar.
Okay. Cool. Which one's Silas?
No one can be Silas.
No one can be Silas.
Yeah, I think he's a different species.
That's funny. Silas can be, I don't know, an island off the coast or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Well... What about, so let's talk about your cosplay journey. Let's take a turn.
Okay.
How did you get started doing online content? And when did you decide to do cosplay specifically? And did fashion come first or did cosplay come first?
Yeah, so fashion came first. I was kind of always making content, like since school. Like I mostly did film, like since high school, I was doing film stuff.
Mm.
And that started because I was taking this like digital media course in my high school where they teach you film, Photoshop, animation, a little bit of everything. So mm-hmm. you can just kind of like get a feeling of all the different like digital medias, which mm-hmm. I think is really cool. I don't think a lot of places have that. So when I was there, we did like a film segment. And then my teacher said he gave me the first 10 out of 10 he's ever given in his career, but in my
wow.
film stuff. So he was trying to get me to like take his film class. So I started taking that. And then in like my last 2 years of high school was like, I was like mostly doing films. I was always like in the film digital media room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was mostly doing that. And then in university, I also studied communications, majoring in like a film, you know, direction
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to go to film school, but then I was at the orientation for, not orientation, the, what's it called when they're like trying to get you to join?
I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
but I can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of those. And then even the person there kind of made it sound like you shouldn't go. They were like,
oh, no.
They were like, you should apply to all these places like before you apply here. Like they basically said that.
Oh, okay.
Because they were saying that, from what I've heard from film school from like other friends as well, is that genuinely you like mostly pay to use the equipment, but in terms of like, it'll teach you like theory and stuff, but in terms of actual mm-hmm. hands-on experience, it's not like you can get that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would get maybe connections and stuff, but mm-hmm. then to learn is like, you basically learn on your own, like the actual equipment stuff.
Okay.
So that's why I did communications, because then I would have like a degree that's more flexible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been like doing film stuff ever since I was in high school, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I've been always making content in that way. And then when TikTok started, you know, blowing up, I think I started making fashion content during COVID maybe. Yeah. Because yeah, I started streaming during COVID as everyone did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I started making fashion content and like streaming stuff to promote the stream. And then for my 50K celebration, then I was like, okay, oh yeah, sorry, I made specifically anime inspired outfit videos.
Mm-hmm.
So for my 50K celebration, I was like, okay, I'll do a real cosplay then. So I saw, do you know who Yue Kaleli?
No.
Okay, they're cosplayers, well, I think in New York. But so they did like a Femme Zorro, and I didn't know anything about cosplay at that time. Like I probably saw just like a few, but like I was not part of the world at all. And then I saw her cosplay and she did like a gender bend Zoro. And I was like, you can do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was an option.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, in that case, then maybe I'll give it a try. So I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one did really well. So I was like also learning that it takes so many skills to cosplay. Like there's so many different like real life skills that you can improve by doing cosplay. So I thought it was really fun. So I like kept going and I realized like it's a very welcoming community. So I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kept doing it. And that was like 3 years ago when I started doing cosplay stuff. So cosplay for 3 years, but then content kind of forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a One Piece fan before you started cosplaying from One Piece?
Yeah. Yeah. I started watching, I don't even remember when I started watching One Piece, but I've always been into anime and One Piece and stuff. I think One Piece maybe I watched during COVID, perhaps, but I wasn't making content about it at the time. Maybe I did like outfits for it, but I can't really remember. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you were doing fashion content inspired by your favorite genres of like TV shows and
exactly.
stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. so cool. So do you have a favorite anime that you love?
So many.
So many, I know.
Yeah.
I'm asking you very big, broad questions. What are your favorite things?
Yeah. My favorites are, like, I always say they're Hunter x Hunter, One Piece, and JoJo's. Mm. But then I also have got to put Nana and Ouran in there somewhere. Mm. Like, those are now in order. Like, those mm-hmm. are all my five favorites.
I have been told to watch Hunter x Hunter a million times, and I haven't, not for any particular reason. I just keep forgetting.
Oh my God, you gotta watch it.
Every time someone mentions it, I'm like, right, I have to watch that. And then I just keep forgetting that it exists.
It's so cute. I just love, like, what are they called? Like, friendship.
Yeah,
friendship anime.
That is a lot of what you said.
They're all like that. Like, I mean, Nana's kind of like toxic friendship, but like it's still, you know, it's a good, it's a really good story. And like, I feel like Nana, have you seen Nana?
No.
Okay, you gotta watch that too.
Okay. Yeah. I like, need a running list.
I won't say any like anything though, but like it's like very what's the word? It's a toxic, but it's like the most human anime I've ever seen. Like the way they depict relationships and friendships and like these like toxic traits, they don't, like, I've never really seen any other anime cover it like that before.
Mm-hmm. So like real life
people
stuff.
Yeah,
that's
what. But every trigger warning, like a lot of it's dark.
Yeah
Yeah,
I think I'd like it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
What it sounds like, because I love games like that. I'm like more of a video game person. Mm-hmm. And those are all my favorite games, is when like the people in it are all different shades of gray, where everyone's kind of wrong
and
everyone's kind of right.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like you love and hate everyone.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
Well, my for AX, we're thinking about doing a little nano group if you want. If you watch it before then.
Okay. You have to spell it for me because I'm going to write it down.
Okay. It's just N-A-N-A.
I also have to turn – I'm using this as an excuse to turn my vibrate off on my phone because I've been – trying to suppress it this whole time. I keep hearing it go zzz, zzz, and I'm like, oh no, Ryan's gonna hate me
after any con group chat.
I know. I dropped my phone in the ocean recently. I did like a content trip to
in Thailand.
After Thailand, oh, okay. San Diego.
Nice.
And we like scaled rocks to go to this beach because we didn't know that it was inaccessible. And this should be a fail, by the way. we went down. I got the craziest thing on my arm. I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, I can see. Yeah, I can see the scab. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Because I fell when we were climbing. And I had my phone on a tripod and I was doing a video and it went and it's on the video.
No.
And my phone like unhooked from the magnet and was like being washed out to sea and I had to like snatch it like I was playing a crane game.
Oh my God.
But ever since then, it hasn't been working correctly.
Oh, okay,
like it's on, but like the life is gone, you know, like none of my apps were working correctly.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. It's good. It's fine. It's fine. Well, you have amazing fashion, and I feel like you've developed your own style after doing fashion content for this long. Do you feel like it's been inspired by anything in particular, and how would you describe your own fashion right now?
I take a lot of inspiration from like Chinese fashion. Like there's a lot of like I'm sure like people have seen like all kind of like the Douyin TikToks and stuff. Like they have like very, but like even before Douyin, like they have, China's like way ahead in terms of fashion. Like they had like come up with like very interesting designs like way before any of us get them or wear them. Mm-hmm. So I get inspiration from mostly those kind of like creators who make like fashion content there. But like mostly I've been, I know I've also like now I'm like in the closet emo, but I was emo in high school, you know. Uh-huh. I'm like, I was like telling my friends this, like some other cosplayers who like came to visit me, I was telling them, I was like, I'm like low-key emo, like I was. And then I said, I'm in the closet, and then they were like, the closet is glass.
But we see you. We see you.
Because I don't think I like dress emo anymore, but they so it's like kind of like more punk alternative vibes that I have like from the past, you know, like I'm still interested in. And like I've tried very many different, I've had like many different what are they called, like phases of fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was that, is that sound going to be in the
that's okay.
Many different phases of fashion, but then so once I retire them, I still like keep the like keep pieces of it, so like I try to incorporate a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Because like I wear my clothes for a really long time too, like a lot of my stuff I've had since like high school even still. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when somebody's like, oh, where'd you get that? Oh, I was like, oh, I got it at Value Village 10 years ago. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, you're not gonna find it.
Yeah.
That's so funny though. What when you're doing an outfit inspired by a character or a show or an anime, where do you start? Do you start with jewelry? Does it change every time?
Yeah.
How do you begin?
Good question. I usually like, when I'm watching a show, I'll usually, because like most of my cosplays also are just closet cosplays too. So they're like clothes I already have. So sometimes if I have a lot of clothes from that show, then I'll just, you know, make it because I'm like, I'll watch the show and be like, oh, I have that, I have that. I can, you know, just do that. Because a lot of the shows that I watch just, they wear normal clothing, luckily. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy in that sense. But then I've been trying to, because like I'm not like a big fan of my own anime-inspired outfit videos. Like I feel like I can do better. But I just, like, don't have all the stuff. So it's, like, I have to – I'm not usually super satisfied with it. So I need to figure out
how – Interesting. Yeah. That's so crazy because they're so good. Oh, thank you. I hope you know that.
Thank you. I cover it up with editing.
How would you improve then? Because I love them.
Thank you.
And I feel like everyone else does too.
I just, like – I'm not super happy with outfits. I don't know. I don't know what it is though. Like maybe I'm like in an in-between style evolution. Mm-hmm. So I gotta like figure that out. Like I'm really bad at buying basics and bad at buying accessories. But those are two things that you need for every, you know, like outfit. So I think I need to like just suck it up and do those things. But I have been buying more accessories lately, and that's actually helped me a lot with that stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I need, first of all, I need more space to store all my things. And then I need more to buy more accessories and basic stuff layering.
Well, I have some accessory recommendations. I have some good stores if you want them.
Please, please, I need it.
I love accessories. how would you feel like your style has changed over the years, besides maybe going from emo to not to in the closet emo?
Yeah, like I had, like obviously I had an emo phase. I had, oh yeah, also even before that, when I was like in middle school. Do you guys have middle school here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. When I was in middle school, I was kind of like the basic, what's the word? Like basic, like Asian girl style, you know? but also like at that time, like that was many years ago. So it was like at that time, how do I describe it? Like wearing like graphic shirts that are like really cringy and like leggings.
Okay, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I had like that like dyed brown hair, straight brown hair, but it's like supposed to be nice, but it's like always like reddish on Asian hair. So it was like that kind of style. And then I was emo.
Uh-huh.
And then I had like a phase where I wore like kind of like more, what's the word? Like dresses, like what are they called? Like 50s kind of aesthetic, not really like not like a diner, but like kind of like, I don't know how to describe it.
I...
Like I'm a peasant on the same page. Washing laundry. Like,
wait. I got this. You know? I got this. Cottage core.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, like that. That sounds way better than peasant
washing clothes.
Yeah, you know, peasant core.
Yeah. Yes.
No, yeah. So I was dressing like that for a little while. And then, I had like a minimalist phase, but like kind of like modern like style. So I've had a lot of phases. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I try not to, like, when I grow out of it, then like I, like certain styles always remind me of that and I don't want to go back. But then I never like to like say, oh, I'll never wear this, because I probably will eventually. Because there's a lot of times where like I don't like something. Like I hated cheetah print for like all my life. And uh-huh. now I have like a cheetah print dress, cheetah print pants. Yeah. You know, like now I have a lot. So like I can never say I will never wear something, because I probably will.
Yeah. What are your staples right now then?
Good question. I wear a lot this like, so like one brand that I like a lot is Person Soul. It's like a Chinese fashion brand. And it's also made by creators. I have so much of their stuff. And I went to China like last year. Mm-hmm. And then I went, me and my friends, we went there like 4 days in a row.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to China for the first time this year in November, and I want all of your recommendations.
Okay, I will.
I want all of them.
Honestly, a lot of it you can just like order on Taobao and ship it to your hotel.
Yeah.
Because it's like one day, like it arrives like the next day.
Okay. And I have so many friends who order stuff on Taobao. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a process, right? Like you need like a liaison almost.
Not anymore. I don't know about the US actually. Okay. In Canada, you can just order direct.
But I have to check on that then.
I think I heard that, like that's a new thing. Like I had to do a like a shopping agent before, but it's pretty easy. I can tell you how. Like I've done it before. So.
Great. Yeah. Okay. we'll talk.
We'll talk.
Then what are your... your staples right. beside you, that brand? What kind of clothes do they make?
Yeah. I was going to, I don't know what the proper style is called, but they call it, what is it? Like punk wasteland style.
Love.
Like kind of like Dune-ish kind of look. Mm-hmm. But I have like this belt from them that has like these like tassels and stuff. And it's like also like holds a lot of stuff. Like it's good, nice quality. So I'm... Hashtag ad.
No. What is the brand name again?
Person Soul.
Person Soul?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not actually an ad. But they, so like they have like that belt and then like things like similar like that, like some kind of accessory. Like mm-hmm. I like an accessory, like a, what's it called? Like a loud accessory, you know? Mm-hmm. Like a belt or like, I like to wear like skinny scarves or like, what are these called? Like arm warmers, I guess. But like it,
I think. I don't know. Yeah.
Like with the fingerless
gloves,
things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those I feel like up any outfit, to be honest. You can have like a boring outfit, you put those on and then you look cool.
Yeah. I always get kind of mesmerized by the wearing versus styling videos.
Oh, yeah, I should do that.
I love those. You should do that. Yeah. You totally should. And I like sit there and I watch it over and over again and kind of study it, because I feel like that is... Like I buy things and I like the way that they look, and I always am wondering how to elevate them. And I usually go to my roommate, Amanda, who's very good at that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I need? What do I need with this? And she's like, I would wear this belt and I would do this. And I'm like,
oh my God, I love that.
I'm your little Barbie doll.
Oh, cute.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of did that with Stella. I was like making her wear all my clothes.
Oh my God.
I put her in cheetah print, actually.
Cool. Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then we were both wearing cheetah print. Mm-hmm. We didn't even take any pictures. But we had like matching cheetah print outfits, and I put like exactly that. I put like a skinny scarf and arm warmers on her. I should have taken a picture.
I've also dressed Stella up in my clothes before. Yeah. Is Stella still in here?
Yeah.
I think I heard her leave. I love putting Stella in my clothes as well.
It's fun. I like to dress people up.
Me too.
Also, if you ever come to Vancouver, I want to make like a series of like dressing my friends in my like style. So I did with Stella. I want to do it with you.
I would love to. Yay. I would love to. I bought all these bubble skirts. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Alfred Eden.
Yeah.
Before we started, and I bought some like cute clothes on there that I thought would look good on me, but my legs are, I'm like 80% leg and like 20% rest of me. I'm tall, but I also like proportionally I'm like
all legs.
So when I buy clothes, they're never long enough on my legs. So right. I bought all these pants and stuff from Alfred Eden that don't fit me, and I'm gonna give them all to Stella. I just haven't told her yet.
Good haul.
Like, hey, especially bubble skirts. I thought bubble skirts would look cute on me.
They would be cute. Yeah,
I feel like
does it look like too short or something?
Yeah, it looks strange. It also like eats what little torso I have.
I also have a small torso. So
really?
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. But they look so good on Stella. I'm going to give her all my stuff.
Nice.
So now that you've experimented with all these different types of fashion and styles, do you feel like you prefer sticking to certain styles now, or do you like to keep switching it up depending on the day?
Yeah, I think I generally lean towards like alternative style, but like on my day-to-day vibe, it's always so different because I don't have the like energy to be doing all that, you know, because I think alternative clothing is a lot of accessorizing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times I'm just like now I'm just wearing kind of casual or yeah, I that's also why I feel like I should be buying more basics, because that's what I wear more mm-hmm. on my day-to-day. So I'm like, and I just wear like the same two shirts, you know, because I don't want to like put everything on.
I relate to a lot of what you're saying, because when I get excited and I want to buy pieces online, I buy like really interesting things.
Yeah.
But then during my day-to-day life, like going to like meet groceries, friends or going to get groceries, I'm like, well, I can dress in like big t-shirt.
Exactly.
Or like a really fancy, and I have no in between.
Nothing in between.
I get it. I completely get it. Do you feel like cosplay has changed your fashion at all?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if I've done it anytime recently, but I was like, did like some videos where I was styling my cosplays in my clothes, because, you know, like obviously with cosplaying, it's a lot of it's almost like fast fashion-y, where it's like you wear it once or like a very few times, you never wear it again. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of cosplays are like nice quality, and like you can actually incorporate it, because like, and like I said, like a lot of animes, they just wear normal clothes, sometimes they don't, but like there's a way to like, you know, incorporate it into your outfits. Mm-hmm. So like I did like some videos about like styling my my cosplays into like my day-to-day wear. Mm-hmm. So in that way I have like directly been using it, but then but yeah, in terms of like cosplay affecting my clothes other than actually wearing it, I do actually, because I like when I came out and been sewing, you know, suddenly I had this realization, I was like, I can probably just make my own real life clothes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so totally. I started like trying to sew like more of my own clothes too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I learned how to take things in, so when I go thrift things and I can like upcycle them.
Yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh. That is the one skill that I got from cosplay that I'm happy that I got. Like, yeah. I now have become the, oh, my button fell off, can you sew it back on for me, friend?
Yeah, yeah, I've like, actually done that with like, I've sewn like three of my friends' pants back together.
Yeah, me too. Always like, oh, this, my pants got a rip in the pocket. Yeah. And I'm like, I got you. Do you prefer doing fashion content or cosplay content, or is it equal?
I like doing cosplay content because like I like the transformation. Mm-hmm. But fashion content is like easier because it's just like I don't need to be like, I don't have to like prepare as much in advance. Mm-hmm. And then I feel more comfortable, because in cosplays you're like obviously always uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's so true.
But it's like a disaster in my room after my fashion content. So
is it messier doing fashion than cosplay?
Yeah.
Oh wow, because you're like looking through everything, finding the perfect thing.
Exactly.
I get it. That's every time I go to any event whatsoever, I like put something on because in my head it looks good, and then I am like, I think that other shoes would look better with this, actually, let me try. And then suddenly there's 8 pairs of shoes.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if like none of them look good.
Yes, that's the worst. Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Then I start pulling out my cosplay shoes, because I'm like, I must have something somewhere that works. I get it. I totally get it. Do you have a favorite fashion look that you've done, or something that has stood out to you over the years? Mm. I know that picking a favorite is crazy, but like a few that mean something more to you?
I don't know if there's ones that mean more to me, but I do. I did a series of like what I would wear in Gachi Yakuta, because their style is like pretty similar to my style. Mm-hmm. And Keirana liked the video. Oh, and in that video, I had an outfit specifically for my date with Engine. So that means it's canon. So that means I have a date with Engine.
I'm manifesting it for you.
She better be writing that in.
You heard it here. We're clipping it. We're clipping it.
Yeah. By liking that my post, Kay promised me my date.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in the lore now, forever immortalized. Absolutely. So how has makeup then become a part of how you do your cosplay and even your fashion videos, because that's such a huge part of styling. And I feel like you also are so good at doing your makeup and transforming into these characters. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Thanks. Yeah, like actually when I first started cosplaying, so like when I was like growing up, I never really experimented that much with makeup. Mm-hmm. I would say I was like pretty average to bad at it.
Average to bad is crazy.
Especially with like, because I, whenever I would watch makeup tutorials, I would watch people, during kind of growing up, I would watch those like British YouTubers like doing their like makeup styles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then so I would try those styles, but then now I got older, I was like, their face looks nothing like mine. Like, so it doesn't even really work. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of like using the wrong examples, I guess, for my face.
Right.
So I started watching more like when my makeup style started leveling up is mostly when I started watching Xia Hongshu, because then obviously they're like Chinese, so their faces are more similar to me. So I like try to, whenever people are asking me about like makeup tutorials and all this stuff, I'm just like, take this with a grain of salt. Like, make sure like you're looking at people that have similar facial features to you.
Yeah.
Because then like it completely changes how you do a placement of everything based on that. So like, but it doesn't have to be like about race. Like if I see somebody like of a different race than me that has the same eyes, that still works, you know?
Yeah.
So just like
keeping
that in mind when you're like watching these tutorials. Looking for people who have like similar facial features to you, I think is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
and skin type.
Yeah, too. Skin type too. That's true, because like a lot of things my friends will like swear by, and then it won't, like, we talked about this, mm-hmm. and then I try it, and then my face is like all crumbly, or like my pores look huge. I'm like, my skin doesn't look like yours.
We did talk about this before we started, but I have super super dry skin, so what works on super oily skin and vice versa is not gonna sit the same. How do you go about transforming into the different characters and doing like male cosplays and androgynous cosplays? It's like incredible the way that you transform. I saw that you did a video once where you talked about using shoulder pads. Do you have like tips and tricks to transform into characters and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're all kind of like work in progresses. Like some of my friends will know, like, 'cause I'll post like on my close friends. I'm like, do you guys know how I can do this? Like change my lip shape or like my shoulders or something. Mm-hmm. And then all my like guy friends who like work like the strong, you know, cosplayers, they're like working out. They're all like, oh, you got to hit the gym. I was like, I don't want to.
I'm asking.
Yeah, I want like a fast thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I started like researching on Xia Hongshu as well. I started like researching what they do. And then I found out instead of making your shoulders bigger, I mean, I found out how to do that too, but instead of making your shoulders bigger, make your head look smaller.
Oh.
So that you naturally look bigger, you know?
Interesting.
But then I started finding out like people using shoulder pads, but like a lot, and like how to like build those wide like yaoi proportions. Mm-hmm. So now I do both. Actually, it's funny when like I'm in person and like I see like my real life friends who know what I look like without the shoulder pads, mm-hmm. and they see me with the shoulder pads. They're like, "What are those? What's going on here?
How do you make your head look smaller? That's so interesting. Like in video editing?
Yeah, in editing.
Okay. I was like, what are you like pulling? Like, do you wear a wig cap? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's just like. Just make it a little bit smaller, and then your shoulders look huge. I don't do it like that much, but especially now that I have the shoulder pads, I don't need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think also because my head is pretty small, like in general, when I wear a wig, sometimes it looks too puffy, like too big. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll do it to like fix that, like the proportion wise.
Yeah. I run into a similar issue. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
When it comes to creating content like that, and editing, like, is there a routine that you use when you edit in CapCut? Do you use CapCut for all your videos?
Yeah.
Are there features on there that you like the most?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I pay for Adobe and everything like that. So
me too.
Yeah. And I like trained like on Premiere because I used to do like film stuff. Mm. But CapCut Desktop, not mobile, CapCut Desktop.
I have CapCut Desktop.
Right? Uh-huh. It's way better.
And Premium.
It's so good. Me too. It's so good. Like the UI is just way easier. It's like way more efficient for me and has everything I need. But for features, the things I use the most are probably like the filters And they do have like built-in transitions, which sometimes I'll use if like my transition isn't smooth enough. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think mostly just like the way you like cut and line up the, like I think when editing, the most important thing for me is like where to cut like the beats, mm-hmm. like matching up with the music. Like you mm-hmm. have to have the music in there. Mm-hmm. I remember for this one video I was doing, it was like kind of like a, what's it called? Like almost like an anime music video kind of style, you know, like just like fast beats and like cuts and whatever, kind of telling a story. And then they wanted a version of it with no music because, you know, just in case you need to change it for copyright reasons. Oh, sorry. It was for a brand deal mm-hmm, for copyright mm-hmm. reasons. And then I sent it. I was like, but this looks so bad without, I was like, and so I just sent them one of music anyways, just like, this is what it's supposed to look like because mm-hmm. it's going to look stupid without it. So like, I think with editing, the music makes the biggest difference because it changes yeah. the whole like vibe mm-hmm. of the story, you know?
Have you ever done a brand deal where you got it approved and you went to post it and then they asked you to change the music last minute?
No, luckily.
That's happened to me.
No, really?
So much.
What?
Yeah. No.
Like they just didn't like it, or is it copyright?
They approved it at first and yeah. then decided what? That they wanted to do something like without a license afterward.
Oh my God. That's because annoying.
I would normally pitch a trending audio at first. And yeah, they yeah. were like, yeah, sure. And then they were like, actually,
never mind.
And I had to that's go so in and re-edit it. It's okay. It's the part of the game, yeah. unfortunately. So what are your top makeup tricks or tips for people who want to like change their face for a cosplay?
Right. Well, actually, whenever people mostly ask me about like my male makeup tutorials.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to get like the intro, like sometimes I see comments on my videos and they're like, I wish I could do this, but I don't have an androgynous face. Mm. But I was like, I don't even think I really have an androgynous face, like naturally. So what I usually tell people is for male makeup, my general rule is make everything straight.
Oh,
so like I'll use like eyelid tape, like the like just like to change the shape of my eyelids to make them straighter. Because my eyes are pretty round and actually goes downwards a little
bit. Mine are downturned also, as yeah, well. Yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit. So I use it for that and then like change the shape of my eye using eyeliner to make it straight like this. Mm-hmm. And then also same with the eyebrows, same with like the, obviously the jawline and cheekbones and the mm-hmm. nose straight, lips also straight. Everything should be straight.
Everything straight.
yeah. So it's like as much as you can. Interesting. Yeah. That's like the rule, at least, mm-hmm. the general rule.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What about like contour?
Yeah. So for contour, I mostly focus on my nose. I feel like for a lot of guys, I try to make my nose look like I have a higher nose bridge and like just like, you know, but sometimes I'll change the shape of my nose. Like I'll even do like a, what's it called? Like a bump here to make it a little bit more natural depending on the character. Mm-hmm. And then, but for cheek contour, I actually don't often contour my cheeks. And that's mostly just because like the shape of my face, I feel like doesn't really work for contour. When I try to do it, I kind of look sickly.
Oh yeah,
I don't know why.
Like the inner.
Yeah, like
yeah,
like
I
here.
Know what you're
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. For anyone listening that can't see, like the lower cheek bone uh-huh. area. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's I don't know why. Like I've tried a few different placements, and I followed tutorials of people with similar faces to me, and for some reason it just doesn't work. I need somebody who's professional to do it on me so mm-hmm. I can see.
I wonder if it's an undertone thing, like maybe. I wonder if it's like a warm or cool based.
It could be like I do find that cool base works better on me.
Okay.
Like warm looks too crazy when I do it.
Yeah,
but I also have very like what's the word, I think it's an Asian feature, but I have very like chubby cheeks. So I feel like when I put a line, it just looks like I have chubby cheeks with a line through it, you know?
right.
I don't have any cheekbone. Not cheekbone. Like the, what's it, like this part? Like the, you know like moggers? They've got like the deep set. You know that? I don't have that.
Like the buccal fat removal area type thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I have also never contoured my face to look like a man, so I don't know if I would look the same or not.
I feel like you'd make a hot man. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah,
do you think so?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Can we? Okay, yes, come.
I want to do it.
We'll
so
make you. We'll do a man transformation on you.
You know how there was that filter going around for a while where it was like, would you date you as a man?
Yeah.
And it transformed you into a man. My man was not cute, and it gave me a complex.
I want to see it.
I need to know. I. don't have it on hand, but I will find it and I will send it to you.
Well, it's lying to you.
I looked a lot like my brother, but like worse. I was like, oh no, I hate that.
Actually, it was funny. When I posted one of my muscle suit cosplays, like just like my OC cosplay, I was in Japan with my brother. And then he got a text from his wife, my sister-in-law. And then she sent him my video and be like, why don't you look like that?
You out hotted your brother.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, tell him to step it up.
Yeah, I was like, why don't you? Obviously, the potential's there.
Yeah. The genes are there.
Yeah.
The bones are there. So are there any cosplays that you've done over the years that you look back and want to redo now? Or do you only like to do new stuff?
Yeah, both. Like, I like to redo my cosplays, especially. Oh, yeah. Like, for example, I cosplayed Haruhi is, like, one of my first ever cosplays from Oran High School Host Club.
Mm-hmm.
So every year I remake the same video and, like, I add on to it.
Cute.
So you can see, like, the transformation from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then most recently, actually, I have a video that I'm going to post probably tomorrow or something. Is a kind of what's it called? A comparison of my first ever Zoro, my Femme Zoro cosplay with my current one.
Oh,
just,
wow.
Like, next to each other. So
uh-huh.
I like to do that because it's, like, to see like how far I've come, like in terms of like learning different skills. And then also like I think it also shows people like what you can do, because I feel like a lot of people, one of my least favorite comments is when people are like, oh, I wish I could do that, but like I'm not tall enough, like I don't have an androgynous face. But I'm like, I'm not tall either. You know, it's like, I wish I could do that, but like, you know. And I was like, you can, if you really want to, you can, you know.
Yeah,
you can figure
it
out.
But they're making excuses.
Yeah, and then you don't even try, you know.
And you don't try, yeah, exactly. Yeah, tall is all about camera angles,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how wide the lens is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or where, like, I have crazy shoes that go like this tall.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I put Stella in them too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you kind of get, what's it called? Height euphoria.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like, this is who I'm supposed to be.
This is where I'm supposed. I fear if I put those on that I would like leave the backdrop though.
Yeah, actually would.
I'm like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
And whenever I wear like big tall heels, like I did Lady D this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Or like the Lady D dress version of Grace from Resident Evil, and I had these huge like pleaser heels on.
Yeah.
And I was massive. I was towering over everybody.
As you should be.
It's too tall. To a certain point where it's too tall. Have you always, because of your film background, wanted your TikTok transformations and your TikTok content to be such high quality? Or do you prefer the high quality? Or do you like doing stuff on your phone? Do you use a DSLR?
I use a DSLR.
You are? Okay. Is that where you're more comfortable?
Yeah. I like using DSLR because I've always had them because like I was making like film or like photography stuff before. Like I experimented with photography too.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been using a DSLR because I've just always had one around. And then I used to do my output videos on my phone though, because it just, you know, it's just like easier. But mm-hmm. But like I have like a whole setup, like my studio is kind of already set up. So I have my DSLR available at all times. So I prefer the high quality stuff because I just think I look better on it than I do on my phone. I don't know. I feel like I don't look good on my phone. I don't know why.
I feel the same way,
yeah.
Actually. I feel the same way. I also did photography mm-hmm. as well. And I'm way more comfortable with a DSLR than I am with a phone.
Did you start on DSLR? Like before you – I mean, like, obviously you had a phone too. But, yeah. I wonder if that affects it, because I'm the same.
I think so.
Like what you're used to seeing yourself on, right?
Yeah, because I've been wrestling. I've been talking to Stella about this a lot where – I am so used to doing content on like a camera that doing more casual stuff on my phone feels weird and wrong.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got to let it go.
Yeah, I know.
You got to let go.
Those like the ones on your phone like tend to do better technically.
Yeah.
Because it's like more authentic. But I'm like, I don't want to be polished though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. But that's inspiring for the people who do want to do high quality polished content.
Yeah. They can still do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a place for us.
Yeah. And it's like also people appreciate the effort of it too. Like people, unless they think you're AI.
That's literally my next question.
Okay,
that's so funny.
Segue into it.
No, that's perfect. It's perfect. That you get accused of being AI often because of your high quality content. How annoying is that?
Oh, very nice. Because it's like... at first it was like, whatever, you know, they're just being stupid. But then I started to, like, some of my community would say, oh, I skipped this at first because I thought it was AI until I realized it was you. Mm-hmm. And that also helped, like, hurts your, you know, like, algorithm too if people are skipping your video. Mm-hmm. So it's like people have, like, good intentions, like, they don't want to, like, support AI, but then it also affects, like, real people
right
too if you're, like, not, like, you're just kind of, like, glazing over it. But yeah, and then also when people are saying, like it also feels a little bit like what's the word, like, kind of taking away all the effort that you put into it by saying that. It's like as if you could, like, make this with just a few prompts. Mm-hmm. Which people are doing, but, like, it looks pretty shit usually.
Yeah, you know? yeah it doesn't look the same.
Yeah. And, you know, you can usually tell, but, like, some people don't really care to do any research.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I wouldn't, like, research every single thing I watch either. But, like, accusing people without doing that is different. Like, you don't need to be commenting about that, you know?
I agree. Yeah. It's one thing to just scroll by, but it's another thing to, like, leave a comment mm-hmm. without, like, doing your due diligence, you know? Do you have to do anything to, like, combat that? Do you do content, like, replying to any of those comments or anything?
Yeah, actually, in that way, it does help my content because then I can reply to it and, like, make another video
mm-hmm.
About it.
You can, like, turn it into a good thing.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, I don't get, like, too heated by comments because I feel like you can't as a content creator. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't let that happen. But and nobody's ever been, like, too rude to me in general. So it's okay. But yeah, I think in terms of sorry, what was your question again?
Do you have to do anything to combat it?
To combat it, right. But yeah, I don't know if there's really much that you can do in the long run because I think it's like those comments are unfortunately now always going to exist because mm-hmm. it's going to be new people seeing your stuff and they're going to be like, oh, it's AI,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, using it to your advantage
exactly.
by replying to it is a great idea.
Yeah. And I'm lucky that, like both of us, like, have been making it for long enough that before generative AI that we have the receipts.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. So speaking of your setup with your DSLR and everything, Stella recently went there to do content.
Yeah.
You guys did some really cool stuff together. How do you go about having a studio in your house and using such a small space and making it look so big on camera?
Yeah, I think what does make it, because I shoot far away from a low angle. Like, luckily in my the way my, like, apartment is set up, it's like this one section is like my studio, like just like a little bit of a separate section.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way it's good. But usually I just kind of, It is a tight space, but I kind of, like, shoot just, like, this area. So it doesn't really, you know, you don't have to see it at all. But when I'm walking, it's kind of, my fashion content.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of just, like, I don't know how it looks far, actually. It just does.
It just does.
It just does. Because I shoot from a low angle, so I guess it's, like, the perspective helps make it look a bit wider, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's, like, the thing when people are asking about, like, the best way to look taller. Just shoot low.
Yeah. Honestly, that's so true.
Yeah.
That's my favorite angle as well.
Exactly.
I like the way that I look from a lower angle
versus
a higher angle, which I know is not common.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are the opposite.
I'm actually the opposite too. But, like, you just have to kind of, like, get over it. You know, like, because obviously when you're lower, like, sometimes, like, it looks like you're, like, from the below the chin looking down is not always the most flattering.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't. Like, when you're filming yourself every day, you have to kind of stop caring as much about that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. What, in your opinion, makes a good transformation TikTok?
I think what makes a good transformation TikTok? That's a good question. I think, well, first of all, like, how smooth it is, like, the A to B. I also don't even put that much effort in my, like, pre-transition stuff. But I think the smoothness, it obviously does better if you look vastly different in the beginning. And then also I don't know how true it is, but I heard that, like, the first 3 seconds are really important for, like, keeping people around. So the kind of, you have to, like, really engage with people immediately, you know, and, like,
mm-hmm.
keep them around.
mm-hmm.
So, like, if you do more cuts, it's better. So, like, you do have to put effort in that way. But in terms of, like, the way you look, it's better actually if you kind of look bad in the beginning. You know?
That's,
or, like,
so
very
scary
different.
To me.
Or, like, you don't have to look,
I don't
want to
look bad ever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look bad, but, like, look different enough.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, I think there's that. But then also the the part where you look good has to be shocking, you know? Mm. It doesn't have to be, but like it makes, it does it makes like it help better. With the impact if it's shocking. Mm-hmm. So like different lighting, if you have like, if you can do special effects or like any kind of like thing to make it like stand out, or if like the background's different or something. But in terms of editing, it's a lot smoother if the background's the same.
Right.
Which is why I have a black background, because like it's easier to match up without like having to have it exactly the same,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a favorite transition, like a go-to transition that you do? Like the head turn?
Yeah,
or, like,
the head
a
turn
jump.
Is the easiest is one. It?
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
Yeah, I'm like, that one's going to work every time. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to match up at all. Like you can mm-hmm. be completely different angles. But I've been trying to be more creative with them recently. But like,
have you?
The head turn, I always do a head turn one, and then I'll do a more creative one as like a trial.
Yeah. Oh, true. And then you have more than one.
Yeah, just in case it doesn't work out. I got to have a backup.
Right. Exactly. What would you say is the biggest difference between doing a cosplay for like a male character versus a female character?
Good question. I think like the biggest thing for male cosplays is actually not even any of the actual cosplay, but your kind of like vibe.
Like the way you carry yourself.
The way you carry yourself.
Your aura.
Exactly,
if you will.
Aura. Uh-huh. You got to like change your whole personality.
You have to like carry yourself. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like even like your gait, like the way that you're walking and like carrying. Yeah.
Because also like gender is like, everyone said, like, you know, gender is like presentation. It's just so true. It's like you can change like how people perceive you so easily just by like the way you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as my male characters, I'm always more stoic. And also I try not to smile because I have the like chub your cheeks when I smile. It's like very feminine looking. Mm-hmm. So as a guy, like I'm not smiling.
Right.
Actually, I've gotten feedback, like my like people when they meet me in person, sometimes they're scared because they think I'm intimidating, but like I'm not, I don't think I'm like in person, I'm not at all.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're very sweet and like welcoming.
But like people are scared to even like they'll text me later or like DM me and then be like, oh, I wanted to come but I was like too scared. I'm like, why? It's because I think of that, because I don't smile in my videos and I don't speak either, so
yeah. Exactly, that was a problem for me as well for a long time. I talked in a video once and someone was like, that's the first time I've ever heard your voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, whoa, I didn't even think about that. Right? Like, that's so wild.
But it's good for people to be able to, like, that's like, not that you're doing this podcast, it's good because they can connect with you as like a person too.
Yeah, exactly. Would you say that you use the same skill sets to do female cosplays versus male cosplays, or are there different skill sets that you need?
I definitely think they're different. Like in terms of wig style, like I don't cosplay women that often, or like long hair women that often. But so I think like the way you cut a wig for short hair is completely different than for long hair, because you have to do like all the layers and like everything. Like it's a lot more more like details, I guess. I've never done like a, like this is obviously female characters with crazy details, but I've never done one like that. So like in that way, I feel like it takes more time. And also like the type of makeup you do is completely different for both.
Mm-hmm.
But like clothing, I guess, is probably the same except for like having like wider proportions. So I guess changing your body. Okay, everything's different.
It's all different.
Yeah.
Well, yay. I am so glad that we got to talk a little bit today. I'm excited to keep talking to you about more stuff for the Patreon segment, but for our final question for you two, what anime are you watching right now?
I'm watching Reincarnated Slime, the new season. I'm watching a lot of things. What else am I watching? I'm watching something really cringy. What was it? It's like I've been kind of like slot maxing.
Yes. I'm so watching, have I actually. Yeah. That's so funny.
Are they like isekais?
I'm slot maxing in that I've been consuming a lot of Stella's smut.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen your like videos about it when you're like watching, like reading Yaoi in a bar.
Literally, that is, and I'm finishing that book right now.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like I think it was it's like, oh. It's like I'm watching a whole bunch of slop that's like specifically like becoming an adventurer, like a fantasy world, which is like 80% of isekais.
Yeah.
So I have lots of those to go through.
Have you seen the vending machine one?
I haven't, but I've actually heard that's good.
I heard it's good too. It was on a flight that I was on once.
Really?
And I was watching it. My roommate was watching it and I was watching it through her screen.
Did she like it?
Yeah, I liked what I saw.
Okay, maybe I'll give it a try then.
Yeah, yeah. I also heard Slime is very good.
Yeah, Slime is actually good. Okay, that one's not slop. That one's actually good.
I have to finish that one. I started it. I never finished it.
Yeah, the first few episodes are a little bit... There's like a lot of fan service. But like the world building is really cool.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Hunter Hunter and Reincarnated as a Slime and Nana.
Yeah.
Are my three.
Yeah, that's your homework.
That's my homework.
I'll be following up in about a month's time.
Okay, good. I won't disappoint you. I'll have a PowerPoint presentation prepared.
Excellent. That's all I ask.
God, I'm on it. I'm on it. Thank you so much for being here. Please let everybody know where to find you online and what you have coming up in the next little bit.
Yeah, I'm Fear Fiction on everything. What I have coming up next? What do I have coming up next? I am going. Oh, I'm going to Kelowna Comic Con. I'm trying to do more cons now. Like, I don't really do that many, but trying to make more effort. Trying to go to AX as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can do a Nana group if you watched it in time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm working on a whole bunch of cool projects right now. So I don't know what I'm allowed to say, so I can't tell you. But they're cool, and you're gonna see them eventually.
Yay! Exciting.
Yeah.
So recently you were referred to as the perfect boyfriend.